mobile.
Tom, W4DJW mobile, for just a little bit longer.
Hi, Dave. How you doing this afternoon? We're just headed down to Mutt's to get some buffet.
We haven't had Mutt's in a while. I'm on my way back home from running my errands. They were pretty short today, not a whole lot. But man, I was going to wait till tomorrow to do it because it's supposed to be raining right now, but it's beautiful out here.
The weather forecast earlier, there's still some slight possibilities of some pop-ups, I guess, but I think we lucked out again, Dave. They say this is one of the hardest places in the world to forecast at, and I believe it. We've got good meteorologists for the most part, and can't say enough about them. They tend to overdo it a little bit, but it's a lot better than erring on the other side of possibilities, so I appreciate them. But we got an inch, and then it rained a little bit today, and we got a package from FedEx earlier this morning. It looked like it was at ground zero after an atom bomb from FedEx. And it was like a lawn sweeper because I've had to go over the lawn several times to get rid of the clippings. And every time I mow, it stoves me up for about 3 days anyway. So I'm not going to have to do that anymore. I'll just sweep it.
A lawn sweeper, something that actually cuts the grass and gets up the clippings, or just get up the clippings?
It just gets up the clippings, and it was $349, I think, for the smaller one, which is 42-inch. Then they had one at this Home Depot. Then they had one, Dave, that was 54-inch, so I got the smaller one, and I got a little bit of a military discount. And then when it got delivered this morning, I called him, and the man was very nice about it. It took you about 10 minutes to get through all the press one for this, press two for that. But after I once got to a human being, he was very nice. And he says, well, we're able to offer you a $100 discount on that if you're willing to go ahead and order another one at this time. And I said, go for it. But it's got six brushes in it, Dave, and it looks like the old push mowers of the old days when we were kids. And it's got a basket on it, kind of like the one you put on your lawnmower. But I don't want one on my lawnmower because it's so big and I don't have room to store it. And you definitely don't want to have to take it off every time, see what I mean?
To do that one, mine, when we first moved in here, used to empty over the fence. We had a fence in the backyard, and I would just spread it along the outer bounds of the fence to keep the weeds down. But man, that was a lot of work. I eventually took that thing off and threw the bags away and said, let the clippings go out to the side, and they'll feed help to feed the grass. I don't know. I guess there's debates about that. But anyway, sounds like you lucked up get one all beat up and then just having to wait a little bit getting $100 knocked off of it. That's not bad at all. That's like 25% off, isn't it?
It is. What'd it come to, Bernice? You remember? Two something.
Hi, Dave.
And anyways, it looks like it does a good job. My neighbor, Mark, he's got one of those big ones that goes behind it, but he's got a tin barn out there that's just specially made for that, I think. And our tin barn, like everybody's garage, is full of stuff, so I don't really have room for it. But it just, you just put a standard, you hook it to the back of the lawnmower and just drop that pin down in it. I got a magnetic one. That's really better than having to put those clips in every time. But Dave, you saw a picture of our lawn, and man, it's been growing so fast this year. It's incredible. I've had to mow five times. And when I put it on, my lawnmower has a door, and you just close it to mulch. when I put it on mulch, it leaves big clumps because the grass has been kind of wet lately. And I try to wait till it dries off. This idiot in front of me's new car, new tag, not even a tag yet, slammed on the brakes and turned to the right into their yard and didn't even give a turn signal. That's nice out there on Highway 14. But anyway, you just tow it behind your mower and it goes in there, and then you drive out in the backyard and pull the lever and it dumps it automatically. So I thought that was a pretty good deal.
Oh, well, you got a person doing that to you. I had a squirrel do that to me. I'm driving down off the street, and a yearling squirrel, a new one, a baby squirrel, you know. You can tell because they're so small compared to the other ones. He runs right out in the middle of the road, turns up and looks at me. I'm stopped because I'm not going to run over him. I come to a stop. He looked at me. He's standing in the middle of the road looking around. Finally, he meandered all over to the other side of the road, and I could go by. Anyway, squirrels and the people, they walk among us. Anyway, Tom, good talk to you. Hey, Bernice, hope you guys had a great day. I'm pulling in the driveway, and good luck with that when it comes in. I know you're going to enjoy that. N0TR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave, great to hear you. And I had a real nice contact on CW last night. I thought it was a pirate. He only worked two stations, and he shut down. It was from Indonesia. That made country number 308. So I was really pleased. Have a good day, Dave. W4DJW and 0TR.